I'm Denise Lowe from Lawrence, Kansas, and I'm here as part of the High Plains Public Radio Readers Book Club. The novel Medicine Walk by Richard Wagamese is about a boy, Franklin Starlight, whose ne'er-do-well father shows up in his life, not to help him as a mentor, but to demand help with his death process. Eldon Starlight has not earned the right to request anything of this abandoned teenager, yet he does. End-of-life issues also may bring many of us face-to-face with relatives who make unearned demands. The grueling passage of death may cause difficult moments in even the best relationships. Some years ago, my oldest sister was diagnosed with a brain tumor and had weeks to live. She was 13 years older and a second mother. She is the one who read books to me, put me to bed, and taught me to write my name, all while making me feel so loved. She had patience with my teenage sulks and listened to my early love woes. I owed her big time. She became less coherent as the tumor grew, and I conversed with her the best I could. One of our last nights, we watched the Academy Awards together, and she could only gesture her approvals and disappointments. This is a treasured moment. Perhaps listeners to this program have the same mix of emotions that I've experienced, the ups and downs and in-betweens and always the guilt. Perhaps, like me, you have conflicted feelings about your less pleasant dying friends and relatives. Franklin in the novel observes his father's deteriorating health, the fevers, yellow tint of his skin as liver failure advances, the shakes, the vomit. He does not forgive him for years of neglect, but he stays with him through the death process. The boy gains in a few days a maturity that could not happen without this crisis. The rewards, however, do not make the medicine walk toward the next world easy for anybody in the story. Franklin's path to manhood is beset with all the challenges, but he is better for it. My own father was a difficult man. In public, he used his strong opinions to lead the Lyon County Democrats against Republican majority. He wrote letters to the editor that challenged William L. White of the Emporia Gazette, and those two old grouches became fast friends. But at home, he remained a bear. After his stroke, though, I grieved at his loss of dignity as he could no longer speak or walk. I cherished the times he kind of said grace before meals. He could no longer speak, but he could hum the rhythm of "Give Us This Day Our Daily Bread." He ended the performance with a flourished benediction with his good hand. This image remains years after his death. Perhaps you have memories of the dying times of your relatives, private moments or moments shared with others. You may have learned stories that would never have come to light otherwise. Perhaps you'd like to share these to the High Plains Public Radio community in the comment section. Together, we might understand just a tad bit more of this great mystery. I'm Denise Lowe from Lawrence, Kansas.
The Radio Readers Book Club is an on-air online community of readers exploring themes of interest to those who live and work on the High Plains.
Ten thousand words swarm around my head, 10 million more in books written beneath my bed.